Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Weber.
Kenny Weber. Welcome to the show, my man.
What up? We didn't do any of the choreograph. I don't.
No, you're not part of that.
You're a candidate. No,
we welcome you in right off the jump. Mm-hmm. Kenny is a great comic that we have met. He is part of what we consider to be probably our favorite place to headline in the LA area, a place called The Rec Room down in Huntington Beach. When we hit the break, on the other side of the break, we'll let everyone know how to support this awesome venue and come see us the next time we're there. Yes, it is a phenomenal place. Last time we took Wayne Fetterman with us. We've taken...
Now who's...
The great Charles Greaves has come down there with us. Nate Craig has come down there with us. We've had really fun shows.
Jeffrey Baldinger,
Hampton Yunt.
Great dude.
Jeff Tice.
Hampton
came with us.
Freaking hilarious.
I mean, so that's the kind of comedy they support, and Kenny hosts every single time and always gets the crowd
But
going.
It is next to a bowling alley and glow zone. Is that what they call it?
It's new. It's changed. It's off the wall is the name. Awful. No association with Vans. They're just...
Even though it's only like 95 yards away from Vance.
Oh, it's been so confusing for the people of Huntington Beach because they can't wrap their head around there being any other use for the phrase off the wall than Vance. I did it. We all talked at the same time.
Yeah,
we're sparse.
Wait, so what is it off the wall?
Off the wall is that's just the name that the owners of this place that they do these fun centers. They have a few of them in Florida.
Yeah.
And that's just the name that they already had. It's all like a wacky like graffiti logo for most of them. But they when they brought it out here, they're trying to do more of that like.
But it's like video games and stuff. It's like a Dave and Buster's but with a bowling alley in it.
But they're trying to make it heavily adult driven.
I don't know if you want bowling off the wall.
Don't throw the balls off
it's
the wall.
Off the wall, but please keep your balls
there,
in the
I'm
alley.
Sure there is, and if there's drinking, I'm sure there's some stupid behavior that goes on there, and you've witnessed
it. Oh, they have a cornhole league.
Thank you.
Now that is
you. Dan likes that.
It's
not
even beanbags.
Listen,
it's
the world
thing.
Is getting
it's cool.
Dumber. It's cool.
You get
it's
people
cool,
coming into
dumb.
The club being like, we're at off the wall. You're like, okay, we're going to put you guys right by the door so it's easier to walk you out.
Oh, 100%. We try to seat those people closer.
Yeah,
for sure, 100%.
Closer to the way out so we can yank them.
The door guy usually tells me, he's like, hey, these people just came from the arcade. They're pretty drunk. Mm-hmm. We've started by seeing the back of the room.
One time, because I worked at Second City when I started out, and I was just a host, like on the night staff, so like restocking the bars or making nachos in the back or like showing people to their seats. And so there was a late show on like a Saturday, and there was a group of dudes hammered. It's middle of summer, and they are hammered, right?
Chicago hammered, which is times 10 of everything else.
And I go, you guys coming into the show? They're like, yeah, yep. You know, and you're like, oh, okay. You want to see the show? We're here for Second City. And I was like, yeah, no, you're here. You're in the right place. So what do you got? What's the occasion? Bachelor party. I go, did you start early? We've been out all day, and we drank it. We drank it all, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know.
We drank it.
Yeah, they're like, how long you guys been drinking? We've been friends forever. And I'm like, yeah. Dude,
when they're answering questions that aren't the questions, right?
And I go, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be hilarious. And I was like, right, I want you guys to have a great bachelor party. When you go in there, you're looking at about an hour and a half of not talking. And it's going to be really dark. Mm-hmm. And it's also going to be harder to get a drink for the pace you're on right now. And they're like, what? And I was like, I'm just telling you, like, guy to guy, person to person, it's really going to kill the vibe. Like, by the time this show's over, even if you stay for half of it, you're going to be tired. Like, it's all, and they were like, oh. I was like, yeah, just go to the box office, tell them you want your money back. They'll give it to you, and then just come to another show when you want to like do a date
Dan
or whatever.
Jiu-jitsu that, like you know that.
Go across the street to Town Hall
because
or
they
tavern.
Don't. Because people tavern. Think when they're planning these, like, and then we'll go to this, and it'll be hilarious. It's it will. But I wouldn't do that at all on a bachelorette party. But if anything, start there.
That's exactly what I was going to say. A PSA from somebody who runs a comedy club and sees this mistake happen time and time again. let's plan on having a real late bachelor party that's going late into the night.
Right.
And the first thing you do is the early comedy
that's
show.
It. 100%.
And that's where you go have your first couple of drinks.
Yep. You got
have
stuff some to talk
laughs,
about. Oh, remember
100%.
That? Yes.
You have something to talk about at 2 a.m. when you're blackout
drunk. So these guys,
they
go to leave. One of them, who's like the least sober and probably like the planner, but not the best man, you know, like filling the gaps.
Yeah.
He like goes over, he gets all their money back. And then, you know, I told him, I was like, hey, just grab a drink here at the bar while he does that. You know, we'll make some money and then they can leave. So they go to leave. And then I go, all right, guys. You have fun out there, and they're like going to walk down the stairs, and one of them just goes, oh, yeah, it's poon hunting season. And I go, oh, man, don't ever come back.
Don't ever. And tell all your friends ever to come back. And good luck with your marriage.
That is the kind of stupidity that you get, that you are face-to-face with on a daily basis. And the world's getting dumber. We say this in our act. We have stories that get sent to us from our awesome fans, at Daniel Van Kirk on Twitter, hashtag Dumb People Town, so he knows who sent it. Let's get into one right now.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Sent in by Carlene McDermott at
SheBeCarlene. She's been on a roll. She's on a tear.
She's a reporter.
One of our fans who just sends us great stories. She's amazing.
She's a reporter.
I love her.
She gets it.
I love her.
Here's the headline. Wife accidentally throws out husband's secret savings.
Secret savings?
What was it in?
That's why you can't have secret stuff.
Anything.
You can't tell your wife everything.
I'm not asking for location or item. But do any of the three of you have things you've hidden around your house?
No.
No?
Nothing.
Not in a real
hiding place. You don't have like a hallway. You don't have like a hallway knife?
No.
No.
I have the top dresser like drug drawer that has like a DMT pen, some acid, some Molly.
Yes. Yes.
But like anybody that's looking
for
something
goes
straight there. Exactly.
You don't like. I remember one time I was
that's where it belonged.
I was
okay. That's when it was made in colonial times. They said, "Put your DMT here."
I was a small child, which is a lie because I was never small. I was a child, and I was at a old like my grandma's like brother or sister, like an elderly family member's home.
What did you?
And
find?
We were playing like hide and go seek. And I'm under the dining room table, and I look up, and there's just a envelope full of cash. Tucked into, you know, like an ornate, like dining table.
Taking it.
No, I remember asking
what it
was.
Who doesn't trust who, Dan, in that scenario? What is it?
You're going to go, oh, yeah, it's of that age. The not trusting person is the homeowner, and the thing they don't trust is the banks.
Right.
Because of the Depression. Like, they had lived through, like, they were born in, like, 1918
but then
or something like that.
It could also be, Dan, I think, someone going, like, I need a drinking fund, and I need someone to not know how much I'm spending on my alcohol.
So you just pull out of
Let
the
Let me pull
thing.
A fiver
Those
out
Those Depression
of there.
People would hate Venmo. They would really want
that. They do. You guys ever heard stories of people, like,
Randy,
they die, and they clean out the house,
you,
and there's just boxes of money and stuff? They're afraid of banking.
Can I tell you the dumbest Venmo story ever? This is so dumb. So,
sure.
So we get paid sometimes. You know, you're very sweet.
In
Kenny. You know, Kenny pays us, like, splits it up in half. You get this Venmo, you get that. Like, they take care of it. Some people pay us, like, the lump sum to one of us. So, like, I get
asshole.
Yeah, so I get, like, I don't know.
We've done it where people
your
pay
tax,
all
your
three
tax
of us.
People must love that.
No, but it's also this. It's so dumb. So I got paid, you know, whatever.
From our dumb old record label.
So I got not Blonde Medicine.
No,
not
it literally
Dominic,
is called
dumb
old record
label.
Record
label.
I get, like, not dumb old
that would be a better name for these.
$550
bucks. So I'm like, I have to take $275 and get it to Jason.
Yeah.
But it was like I wanted it to the cent. I should have just said 275, boom, there you go, or 276. I should have rounded up and just done it.
So he Venmos me, and then I call him. I'm like, do you know you Venmoed me $26,765?
It was.
And he's like.
I was like, because on most. Like, because on most things, if you keep typing, it, you know, it does the decimal.
Humble
point.
Brag that you have that much to Venmo.
Oh, I don't know. No, it doesn't know it yet.
But so I'm not just not transferring those funds, hoping that in 3 days it's just going to revert back
to
him.
Like, did you get a $34 charge for overdraft?
I don't know, but I'm like, dude, you might. Well, I'm trying to help him avoid that, but that's why I'm not going to accept it and then turn around
again,
and Venmo that right back to him.
It's such
but like,
stupidity.
What?
I wish I had an envelope of cash under my dining room table that I could have been like, here,
here's
hey,
$275,
shut the fuck up.
Imagine going to the bank and being like, hey, I don't usually get overdraft fees, But I accidentally Venmo'd my brother $26,000, and I incurred
and he didn't ask for that.
Yeah,
to happen all the time.
I incurred a $34 fee. So can you guys refund that?
I really need that $34.
But why isn't there? There should be a whoops button. There should be a whoops button. Every single thing.
Yeah. Like, how does that's why they make you put the phone number in now if you've never Venmo'd somebody.
You think over $5,000, they would confirm. Like, you want to send this person $26,000?
Text to me. You don't really want to do this, do you? Just like
huge,
18 times.
Huge red flag.
Like, don't.
Is this what you want?
Yeah, because like, you would also think some. I would worry if I'm a company that someone's under duress. So and if they're like 26,000.
So we're talking about in the story. So we're talking in the story. Secret savings. Husband's secret savings.
I actually have a stash story that I remembered. Is I have a family. I won't get too specific, but I have a family member.
Oh, okay. He's got.
Wait, keep going. I want to hear this.
Yeah, I have a family member who kind of destroyed his life. Kind of wealthy, kind of destroyed his life with coke and was moving some coke and all this stuff and destroyed his marriage. And everybody kind of knew, but nobody was talking about it.
Right.
As they were helping him move out.
Yeah.
And this is like a family story where he calls my dad over and he goes, "You want to see where I hid it all?
It all? And,
yeah.
It all?"
And my dad was like, "Well, sure.
Sure."
And then he just took a big mirror off the wall, and the wall was cut out, and you could just store. It was like an
entire. What is it, Andy Dufresne?
A wall that you could hide coke in. Coke and money.
Really?
Coke wall.
Yeah.
Coke wall.
Hey,
coke
wall. This is our
and
coke
it came
wall.
With a mirror.
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
You take it down, and then you chop it up.
Yeah, you put it straight down on the ground.
Dude, talk about
utilitarian.
Efficiency.
It's talking about efficiency. So that's great. So crazy. We talk about this in our act too, Dan, about the idea of like. Secret separate family, like I'll never understand that. Like I understand a mistress, I understand a side piece if you're a woman having an exit, that makes sense.
Sure.
It just it's not great. I don't condone it and whatnot. You have problems,
but you understand how
I
get it.
But if you a secret separate family,
secret
really
second family,
really, you want to go to six back to school nights? You want to flush eight goldfish down?
You
want
to listen to your second. Family's son's friend's dad tell you why CrossFit is great for 2 hours at a barbecue.
At a barbecue.
You want to have twice as many times where you go, I can't.
It's your second family. Your son doesn't have friends.
That's so true. All right, so what happened in these secret savings?
It pays to tell your wife everything, and for one gentleman in China, it quite literally does. Stashing away a secret cardboard box of savings, identified in Chinese media as Mr. Zhu, was ensuring his wife didn't know about his extra money.
We bought a zoo.
Yeah. Or we lost a
zoo. We lost a zoo.
But such a move came back to haunt Mr. Zhu, and as his wife began collecting recyclables in the home so that she could exchange them for a nominal fee.
Tell her everything.
Tell her everything.
Let her know.
Among the waste... paper and cardboard she collected was Mr. Zhu's secret money box. However, she never looked inside.
Nope. Why would she?
Once learning of his misfortune, Mr. Zhu immediately...
All right, Dan, who's the asshole here? Because we do this on... There's like these threads on Reddit. Like,
Who's
am I the asshole? Am I the asshole? Who's the asshole here? Who are you saying is
the
asshole?
Do you want to wait till the end or so far?
So far. I like to check in and say, who do you think the asshole is right now?
He is.
He is.
He not identified.
100%.
100%.
He is.
I think he is too.
Yeah.
But also, like, when you're throwing stuff away, you got to be like, is everybody cool with me doing this?
You're hiding so much money in it's cardboard boxes that your wife needs to recycle for money.
Yes.
That's a good point. That's a solid. That's
you're
an
asshole.
You're an asshole.
Okay.
Once learning of his misfortune, Mr. Zhu immediately called his local police, arrest this woman. No, I'm joking.
Oh,
in Taizhou, Zhengjiang, to help him locate his lost money, which was a rosy sum of how much? How much money?
In American dollars?
Yes.
Okay.
Converted.
How much money?
I have it in.
I'm assuming that it's either ridiculously high or ridiculously low.
Okay.
All right. So
it's calling police. So he could still be a nut.
He's calling the police. Let's. $2,000 American.
Okay.
I'm going to say like $95,000 American.
Okay.
I'm going to say like $26,000. Like, that's a lot.
Okay.
And it just, I just feel like that's a lot to have in a cardboard box.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. Okay. When we come back, we'll find out how much money it was. We'll talk about everything that Kenny has going on and we have going on. And we'll play out the rest of the
exciting.
Story.
Exciting. I love it.
We'll be right back.
Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to DPT. We got Kenny Weber here. We're going to talk about the Rec Room in a second. But first,
if you have not watched The Nosebleeds, Kenny just watched it and he loved it. Yep. You enjoyed it?
No, it's very good. I love it.
It's jam-packed with jokes.
I love is that Kenny, the first thing Kenny said was, you know what I loved? I loved the sketch in that. And it was like Rob Corddry and Jamar Neighbors and Brian Moses and Sarah Tiana.
Dan helped write that
sketch. Jeremiah Watkins.
Jeremiah Watkins. Like, great people. Frank Castillo, Randy Lidke. Like, Lidke. So many great people in the sketch. And you're like, that's the thing that you responded to.
Yeah.
Other people are like, I just love you guys making fun of the old footage. I just love all the jokes. It's so, there's something for everybody in this thing. Go to our Instagram, at Sklar Brothers. You can look at the link in there that we have in the bio, and you can watch it there. Just watch it. Leave a nice note that you want to see more of those. Those things
on UFC's YouTube. The first one's free, and then if you join Fight Pass, you can watch the other
five. Watch the rest of them.
They were amazing. So that's going on. And I want to mention that we're doing a tour of Dumb People Town. We'll put those links up. We're going to put them up on our site as soon as possible. But we'll let
October
you know.
October 13th, 14th, and
13th 16th. In Nashville. 14th in Chicago. 13th in Nashville at the Hutton at the Analog Room. 14th in Chicago at the Den Theater.
And we're also going to do a stand-up show, Dan and us too, at that night as well. So we'll do a stand-up show.
It's actually going to be me and you, and then Jay's
I'm going to do a solo show opening
for me and Dan, the Sklar brethren,
Sklar Van Kirk,
the Sklarver Kirks, and then
Van Sklark,
Van Sklarks, Andy Van Sklark, and then on Sunday night we'll be at the Bell House with our guests
in Brooklyn,
Andrew Dismukes,
Roy
Wood Jr. and Cutworms, the most amazing band. I love them.
That show will sell out.
Yeah, that'll definitely sell out. They all should sell out, honestly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They all should.
All
we
them.
Haven't been to Chicago in forever with this show. In we haven't been to Nashville ever.
Yep.
So these are cool cities, and these are great. Dusty Slay is our guest in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Stephen Poltz, the singer-songwriter. It's going to be great.
So,
all that stuff is happening. We'll put all those links out, so check that out. And Dan's got some awesome shows coming up.
Go see him in Honolulu.
Yeah, I'll be in Honolulu on the 8th, 9th, and 10th of September.
And Dan, let me see if I can do your dates. Okay, on the 26th of you'll be at the Blue Whale Comedy Festival.
We're headlining Blue Whale Comedy
Festival. 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock. On the 27th, you're doing the Red Bull Build Your Own Raft Festival.
Yep, Red Bull River Rapids.
Red Bull Rapids.
I'm hosting it.
Where is that? In
Oklahoma City.
You're hosting it because you already hosted the Pinewood Derby thing, which people built their own Pinewood Derbies. But now people could
build
literally
a raft.
Drown. People could drown. So build a raft and go down.
They want to be
so fun, right?
Yeah.
And then Honolulu's in the middle of September 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Uh-huh. You're only forgetting one. The day after Oklahoma City.
Day after Oklahoma,
going south.
I'm
headlining.
Houston at the C-Group. No.
Addison Improv.
Addison Improv in Dallas. God damn it. So I almost got all of Dan.
Pretty damn good.
And I'm going to make a minor prediction that Dan's going to be appearing sometime soon in the fall, and we'll be coming back late fall to the Rec Room.
Ooh, I love it.
This is a good
Huntington
transition.
Beach. It's one of our favorite rooms. So DanielVanKirk.com for all those tickets and stuff. But Kenny, let's talk about this room because I as comedians, we love it. We walked down there this last time and I was like, I walked away from that show. I was driving up because you have like a lot of time to think as we drive back up to LA from HB. And I was like, this is why I love comedy. Just that room, those fans, the people who came out to that show, did a great job.
Non-jaded, pure comedy fans. The room is like perfect size, like 1/3. What's one?
160 is if it's completely packed.
Completely packed. So in our eyes, it's like, I think we had over 100 people in there, and it was...
Oh, you guys are like 130?
Yeah. And it felt full. It felt
crazy.
Well, that's the nice thing. That's the thing is I can't take all the credit for that. I don't, you guys know Hunter Hill?
Yeah.
He's a hilarious comic. Yeah, opens great. Up for Eliza on the Road. Yeah, does his own shows all around.
Yeah.
He put the room together, and he was the original one running it, and then I kind of just stumbled across it like 3 months after I started doing comedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he took me under his wing, and I see it now with comics that have been doing this for a long time that try to produce shows and they just don't know that side of it,
right.
Or as far as know how to build a good show and build the space out. So like you guys said, the room was packed at 130 because we do like different seating depending on how the room is, and so we just pack it more and more in so we can make it look full.
It feels full, and it's amazing. Like, the acoustics are great. Yeah. We always feel good about the sets. Good comics come down there. I see, like, your lineup is like Kyle Kinane, and it's like all these people like that. Great comics coming down from LA. Nick Thune.
We just had Brett Ernst. We have Jeremiah coming this week this weekend or this month. I'm sorry. But yeah, we have tons of shows, and now I've outfitted the place to film, film a bunch, with that being
that's great.
Kind of the way that comedy's gone with like all the clips and stuff like that. So
I love it.
RecRoomHB.com. if you're near Huntington, if you're in Southern California, if you're going to be vacationing here, even if you contact us on anything, it just goes straight to me. So recroomhb.com, you can email us. And
at
check out
RecRoomHB is on
Instagram and Facebook and all Twitter, that.
Yeah. If you're in San Diego, it's not a crazy drive. No. It's an hour up. No. If you're in LA, it's an hour down to this thing. Yeah. Go spend a day.
If you're in like Newport, our mom's coming to Newport.
Go
like,
spend a day at the beach and then go see a comedy show.
Like we were saying, it's attached to a place that's like a little David Buster's called Off the Wall. That has bowling and laser tag and bocce ball and
so
cornhole.
Fun.
That's great.
All kinds of games.
It's like a whole fun night.
They do events there all the time. One of the random things they do there every other month, a local jiu-jitsu gym rents out the banquet room and has a tournament in there.
No so way.
The whole place.
Nosebleeds. We'll call it. We should call it. I love it. Check it out. And Kenny, you perform at a lot of it. You're a great comic, and you're only getting better. Every time we see you, you get stronger. Every time we see you, you've got new material and new stuff that you're doing. And the crazy thing is, and we'll talk about this in our Patreon for our fans, you have
other job.
Your other job of working in the porn industry behind the camera, ladies. No, you've got some unbelievable stories, and we'll talk about that in our Patreon for our fans. But when we left, let's get into this.
Okay.
The guy's wife threw away his secret savings, which you never have.
I said 95,000. You said 2,000.
Which I still think is too much almost.
2,000. I'm saying 26. Right, 26. I was like, it should hurt, right? Yeah. It should hurt a
enough
little bit.
Enough for him to call the cops?
Enough for him to call the cops.
26, wasn't that exactly how much you got sent?
That's how much you Venmo'd me. Jesus, Randy.
Jesus, I need that money, for Christ's sake.
Are you ready to find out?
Yes.
Townies, play along wherever you are. Get your answers in now, because the amount of money that Mr. Zhu's wife threw away in U.S. dollars is $2,100.
Kenny,
dude,
that is crazy.
I just figured once he called the cops that it had to be low. Because if you called, if you said 26,
I mean, it is 10,000 yen.
But also, by the way, $2,000 in a you lose $2,000.
You're finding it. You're
tracking it down.
Yeah,
you're going through all the
that's
a lot of money.
That's real money.
Yeah.
How much do you think Dan was under the table when you were under the table?
I bet it was somewhere around two grand.
That to me is like secret savings money.
Yeah,
it makes
sense. Rainy day stuff.
Yeah.
Damn.
Officers made their way to the recycling facility where their waste had ended up.
This is like the scene in Parenthood when the kid's looking for the retainer in the dumpster,
and,
right?
Yes. And began searching through the mounds of recycled paper and cardboard. To make matters worse, the search party endured. How hot do you think it was when these cops and this dude are out there trying to find this guy's $2,000?
So what's the temperature? What do you think?
Anybody want to just for fun?
I'm going to say 100 degrees.
I'm going to say 97 degrees.
105.
104
degrees.
Oh, my God, Kenny!
I'm a 2 for 2.
You're insane.
I love
Holy
it.
Holy crap.
Large parts of China are suffering a huge heat wave, believe
just
it or not.
Sweating.
So the world, maybe. Thankfully, police were eventually able to find Mr. Zhu's money.
No.
No doubt his wife will now want her share of the cash.
Sure.
Or just to know what else is around the house.
What else are you hiding, bro?
What else are you hiding?
Yeah. Some Weibo users predicted there'd be further repercussions for the man, even possibly divorce. I don't know if she'll leave.
I mean, it's only $2,000. It's only over divorce.
No, although we don't know how many times he's got shenanigans going on.
Thinking he's going to leave
Then he's totally the asshole.
Yes. Right? But, like, he definitely, and let's talk about this for a second, he definitely is mad that she threw that away. He's putting it a little bit up in
arm. Right, but you can't blame her, right?
You can't, but he is. You know he's like, why are you throwing that away?
The only way he could be mad if he's like, don't touch this part of the house. That's my stuff. I'll throw it out.
Don't touch my secret stash.
This is my cardboard box.
Right, these are my boxes. Your boxes are over there.
That looks insignificant. Do not do anything with
it. Don't touch it.
Don't look at it, but don't.
It's my insignificant box.
I don't think I have anything hidden around my house.
I think I have like one.
We've got drugs and stuff.
Yeah, I think I have like a joint.
Yeah, you got
a joint in my
you
golf
got 9-year-old weed cookies. In
I think
cabin.
I have a joint in my golf bag. What was your ran? Like you had the.
He ate the cookie. That's super hot. That's
my cousin gave me like a pot cookie, and I put it up near like. Up in a cabinet near the menus, like that. Who even has I gotta throw that menu thing out. Nobody
you should
looks
have thought
at full
that
menus.
Cookie was from the previous owner of the house. That's how stashed away
we
it was.
We were at the moment where we needed snacks in the house, and I was super hungry, and we hadn't gone grocery shopping, so I'm looking around for everything, and I go look, and I find this big cookie, that had wheat baked into it. And I'm like, well, that's good. Didn't taste it all. Ate the entire thing. Then I'm putting my 4-year-old daughter at the time. She was four. Now she's 17. I was putting my 4-year-old daughter to sleep. And like, I'm talking to her. Like at some point, the 4-year-old is like, Dad, you got to stop talking. I was like, you got to stop melting.
She started tucking you in.
Yeah. You tucked Daddy in.
Just maintain, dude. Just maintain.
Maintain, man. I just got to land this plane.
Ride this out. Don't think
this
about negative stuff.
Why are you? She's like, do you want a story, Dad? And you're like, no, just do this.
If you're super hungry, that's got to be the worst food. Is an edible?
Yeah. Stupid. You're like, you hear that beat, right?
It's
can you hear my heart? I can hear my heart.
Like, can you hear the helicopter? Keep stirring the sauce.
All right, that's a show, friends.
Oh, my God. Phenomenal.
They found it.
By the way, that makes you feel better that they found it. It's $2,000. Now, don't have secrets. Let this be the thing. And that's maybe the lesson. Do not have secrets with your partner. Or if you do have secrets, let people
just
know.
Or be prepared to lose.
Be prepared to lose.
Yeah. Lose it. Lose what you cherish.
Be hiding your money from the public, not from your partner.
There you go.
The crazy thing is, if he hadn't freaked out at all and just called the cops, he could have gotten all his money back without her ever knowing.
Sure. Yes. But 100%. Like, she's like, where are you going? Why are you sweating so much?
104 degrees. What are you doing outside?
Why are you going to it? Like,
I want to work out. I've been saying this.
Do you think he told her the truth about how much money was in it before they found it?
That's a great question.
I'm going to go
Probably not.
No, I'm going to say yes. In a fit of rage, he's like, just like you were just alluding to, Karen, do you know what you did? You know what you did to us, Karen.
I bet he inflated it a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I would inflate it.
Well, half of it's gone. There was 4,000 in here.
That's what I'm saying. To make what she did worse and make her feel worse. Like, in a marriage, you want a little bit of that capital to be
you
like,
you want to own it. You want
I got
own
you
it.
A little bit.
He so also could have had $100,000, right? Then he could have told the cops, listen to me, if you find this. It's $2,000.
It's $2,000.
We're all $2,000 American.
You guys are going to get a little bit.
Yeah, you guys each take your own $2,000.
He just got done watching We Own This City. He was like, I know how this works. You need a taste. You get a taste.
Everybody get their beaks wet here, and that's how he did it.
So then all he did was give the wife the $2,000.
That's right.
And then he's all good. And
he's got another secret stash again. It's at the police station. He's paid off the press. The press is working for him, too. All right, there you go. That's a show. HB Rec Room. Check it out. And next time we're there or Dan's going to be there, it's fantastic. Kenny Weber, thanks for joining us. Patreon fans, he's going to tell us a great porn story. I cannot wait. You got to join the Patreon for that. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Stick around. Make a sound. Hunker down. It's Dumb People Town.
Star Fans Audio, a podcast network.